you ever doodled on the back of the napkin? Well, it has been the start of some multi-million dollar ideas. Dan Rome, he's the author of The Back of the Napkin. He thinks everyone has a talent when it comes to visual thinking, and he thinks it can solve the problems of some of the world's largest companies. We're going to talk to him right now about Microsoft and Yahoo. The saga continues.
It continues.
Let's talk about first how visually people can see why a tie-up with Microsoft and Yahoo might make sense.
Okay, so Poppy, let's go back into a little bit of background and imagine, if you will, in the market of software. You have a big old company out here called Microsoft, fair enough, that's got about a $282 billion market cap. Now, the interesting thing is that, as we know, Microsoft offers lots of different applications, mm-hmm. lots of different software solutions, but they're all very expensive. Let's face it, the way Microsoft makes its money is by selling you licenses to use their software.
Yep.
Now, down here at the other extreme, we have almost as big a company, certainly getting there at $181 billion, which is the big Google down here. Now, the interesting thing, they don't have as many applications that they offer, but they're all free. Nobody pays to use any kind of a Google offering. So what's Microsoft going to do? Are they going to be able to suddenly drop the prices of all their software as Google starts to make more and more applications to compete? No. What Microsoft does is it sees a little company down here called Yahoo, valued at about $35 billion, and says, you know what? We can block Google by just buying that. Purely defensive move, offensive move, makes perfect sense. Helps Microsoft buy its way into the free software space. That's why it's interesting for them to do it. Now, as we know, they made the ploy, didn't work out.
Yeah.
They decided not to do it, and now all of a sudden, Carl Icahn's coming back in and saying, let's do it anyway.
Well, yeah, Yahoo wants to be this Google on its own, while the shareholders think it can't, would
exactly.
like to be the tie-up. So now Carl Icahn jumps into the mix, launching a proxy battle. He wants to tie the two up. He wants to name his own board members. So why is Yahoo attractive to Carl Icahn with the tie-up with Microsoft? Why is he doing this?
Well, let's look at a different kind of a chart now. Let's look at one at just the prices of what was going to happen. So when Microsoft came in and it made its offer to Yahoo, it's made its offer at $31 a share. At the time, Yahoo was trading at, I think, about $24 a share. Yahoo said no. So Microsoft said, okay, we'll go up to $33 a share. Look at the difference already between what Yahoo's actually trading at and what
Yahoo
the offer
is. Yahoo was actually below 20 when that first offer came in. Then it
was it below 20?
Yeah,
okay, so it was probably down here, and then it went up.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, what Jerry Yang says is, we want $37.
Yep.
Look at the difference that he's asking for. Microsoft, Steve Ballmer says, too rich for me. I'm out of here. Forget the whole thing. But with Carl Icahn, now he's saying, look at all these shareholders who are seeing the amount of money that they potentially just lost between the difference in what Yahoo's actually trading at and what we were just offered. So, of course, Icahn comes in and says, look, guys, let's start this proxy battle. Let's get rid of all the people who said no. Let's get that value of Yahoo back up to here. Let's make the sale. Makes sense.
All right. Thank you, Dan. It's not just Microsoft and Yahoo that can draw things out. A lot of other big companies have done and can do that. Check out Dan's website, backofthenapkin.com.